The scripture of this service is John chapter 6 verses 53 to 55. Chapter 6 verses 53 through 55. I'll read it for you. So Jesus said to them, "Truly, truly, I say to you, unless you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you have no life in yourselves. He who eats my flesh and drinks my blood has eternal life, and I will raise him up on the last day. For my flesh is true food, and my blood is true drink." Amen. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, members of 8,000 branch churches in the United States of America, Canada, Mexico, Guatemala, El Salvador, Nicaragua, Costa Rica, Panama, Venezuela, Colombia, Ecuador, Peru, Brazil, Bolivia, Uruguay, Argentina, Chile, Japan, Mongolia, China, Thailand, Taiwan, Vietnam, the Philippines, Malaysia, Indonesia, Nepal, India, Sri Lanka, Pakistan, Kazakhstan, Israel, Palestine, Egypt, Sudan, Ethiopia, Kenya, Uganda, Rwanda, Burundi, Tanzania, Gabon, Congo, Angola, Botswana, Swaziland, South Africa, Burkina Faso, Liberia, Cote d'Ivoire, Ghana, Nigeria, the United Kingdom, Ireland, France, Belgium, Netherlands, Greece, Germany, Italy, Greece, Russia, Sweden, Estonia, Belarus, Ukraine, Dagestan, and the local sanctuaries in Korea. And members who are attending this service through satellites and internet, and all GCN TV, Mamen TV viewers, you learned about the meaning of the resurrection of the Lord in this morning service. First, the resurrection of the Lord teaches us what true life is. In other words, true life gives us eternal life. Jesus died on the cross, but he lived again, breaking the authority of death. Those who are united with this Lord will receive true life, and they will not face eternal death. Second, the resurrection of the Lord is the evidence of the true life. God the Father let his one and only Son, Jesus, become the atoning sacrifice to save sinners. He clearly showed the evidence of true love for the sinners. And as a fruit of this devout love of God, the Lord has resurrected. Third, the resurrection of the Lord is the result of the true faith. Jesus could accept the crucifixion because he believed wholly and completely in God. Jesus believed that if he died on the cross, the Father would bring him back to life because he was sinless. And he resurrected as he believed. Abraham also obeyed when God told him to sacrifice his son Isaac because he believed that God would revive his son back. Through this, we also came to have true faith that we can live again even after death, but only if we are united with the Lord in faith. Through the resurrection of the Lord, God the Father has given us a very valuable gift to us called true life, true love, and true faith. Now, he tells us that he desires something from us. If God the Father appears before you and says, "My child, I have a request of you," then what would you do? Most of you would say, "Father God, what is it? I will do it." At this time, I'll explain to you what God wants you to do. I urge you to remember this and make it happen for God the Father. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, now, what is it that God the Father desires of you? It is to live forever in the kingdom of heaven with you. And among many dwelling places in heaven, he wants many children to come into New Jerusalem. This is the hope of God that he has for you. I would like you to fulfill this earnest desire and hope of God for you. I urge you to diligently take hold of heavenly kingdom by faith. If you have faith to go into the paradise, you should march forward toward the first kingdom, and from there to the second kingdom, and towards the third kingdom, and then towards New Jerusalem. You should never say, I'm satisfied with the first kingdom. I'm okay with the second kingdom of heaven. Those who truly understand the heart of God will not have such mind that is put at ease. Those who truly love God the Father will never give up New Jerusalem. It sometimes may feel difficult to advance to New Jerusalem, but you will overcome everything thinking of God the Father. I will definitely go into New Jerusalem and become the Father's joy. I will become a fruit of my Father's love, who gave the life of His only begotten Son, Jesus. I will pay back the grace of the Father for His grace, who has held me all the time, enduring with me for a long time. You will continually strive to take hold of a better heavenly dwelling places without a through like this, without a thought like this. Then, what is it to take hold of heavenly kingdom by force? The answer is in the spiritual meaning of the Holy Communion that we will celebrate shortly after this message. Spiritually, to eat the flesh and to drink the blood of the Son of Man is the way to advance into heavenly kingdom. By spiritually eating the flesh and drinking the blood of the Son of Man, we can go into better dwelling place in heaven. Even physically, when a baby is born, he is very small. He would weigh only about 3 or 4 kilograms. But as he keeps on eating, his height will grow up and he will also gain weight. Likewise, those children of God who are born of the Holy Spirit have to keep on eating the flesh and drinking the blood of the Son of Man. This way, their faith can grow up. Today's scripture, John chapter 6, verse 53 says, So Jesus said to them, truly, truly, I say to you, unless you eat the flesh of Son of Man and drink His blood, you have no life in yourselves. Even after becoming God's children who are born again by the Spirit, they can lose spiritual life if they do not eat the flesh and drink the blood of Son of Man. It is the same as man will die if they don't eat anything. Therefore, 98-year-old senior deaconess was called by God. He is the mother of Pastor An Sung-han, the Emmanuel Choir conductor. Those who are loved by God has some common point. Because they always lived by the word of God, they don't have sickness, so they don't die of sickness. If you read the Bible, those people of God in both Old and New Testament times, there are only one who died from sickness. But that man made Father God very sorry. So that's why he died of his illness. But other than him, everybody either martyred, they were martyred, or they died of their old age. Now, most of the time, Father God makes those in old men to quit eating. Now, even if they quit eating, they don't feel hunger. But if God makes them hungry, then they will eat. But Father God makes them quit eating and make them not feel hunger. And then they lose their energy and die in peace. So she died without any illness. And she prepared her death for proper time. So Father God gave her enough time to prepare her death, and Father God took her away. And Senior Deaconess was the case. Therefore, God's children can keep their spiritual life only when they eat the flesh and drink the blood of the Son of Man. This way, their spiritual faith will grow up too. So, in today's scripture, John 6, verse 55, it says, "For my flesh is true food, and my blood is true drink." Then what is the flesh of the Son of Man, which is the true food? The Son of Man refers to Jesus. John 1, verse 14 says, "And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us." This is Jesus. So what is the Word? John 1, verse 1 says, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God." So this beginning is not the same with the beginning which is found in Genesis chapter 1, verse 1. This beginning is the very beginning before ages. That's the beginning mentioned in John chapter 1, verse 1, alright? But Genesis chapter 1, verse 1, the beginning, refers to the beginning of the creation of the universe. I explained it in the lecture on Genesis, right? In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. So, Word was God, and God is Word. The 66 books of the Bible is God. And I told you why God was named God. So you have to deal the 66 books of the Bible as if you were treating God. So you should not read this Bible in a very rude manner, okay? You have to read the Bible as if you are facing God. Then the word that you read will become life in you. And it will move you. And it will be a source, a core. Therefore, the flesh of the Son of Man refers to the Word of God. To eat the flesh of the Son of Man is to consume the Word of God. Our spirit can keep its life and also grow up only when we ingest the Word of God diligently. So you should, as if you eat food to keep your body going, without it, you will lose your energy. And if you don't eat for a long time, then you will die. The same applies to the spirit. If you stop praying, then you will be weak in spirit. But if you stop praying and reading the word, then you will be weak and you will die in spirit. That's why I asked you to read one chapter of the Bible a day at least and memorize one Bible verse a day. It is the minimum, at least. But there are many people who do not obey and then ask for blessing from God. That is the problem. Don't you think so? Even this trivial thing, the easiest thing, you don't obey. If you read the Psalm chapter 1 verse 1, you should meditate on the Word of God day and night. That is the order of God. But you do not obey. But you still ask God to give you blessing. Now, don't you think it makes sense? It doesn't make sense, does it? So how can you live a Christian life that doesn't make sense at all?
Yeah.
then what can we do to take in the Word of God? First, we have to read the Bible and listen to the sermons in the worship services to learn the Word of God. But then, we cannot say we truly take in the Word of God just by knowing it. We have to put that word of our knowledge into our hearts. So now the faith as a knowledge is the first step. Then you have to cultivate the knowledge into spirit in your heart. Then you will become your flesh. After eating nutritious food, you have to digest it and absorb it so you can gain strength from it. So you have to, there are so many people who look for a very nice food, right? Sometimes, you know, some people, you know, give me a very nice food. But, you know, I usually think, oh, they don't have to because I am already healthy. I am always healthy, and I don't need to, you know, eat those, you know, nutritious food or some fine food as other people do. When I think it is okay, then I can control myself and I stop eating. Then I control my weight. But if I go to a foreign country, then it cannot be done at my will, because sometimes I have to, you know, eat three meals a day. Then I gain some weight whenever I go to overseas countries. For example, when we eat some food with high protein, this protein in the food can become our muscles only when we digest it and absorb it. It is useless if we do not digest it and absorb it. If you, you know, have a diarrhea, then it's useless, isn't it? Likewise, we have to spiritually digest and observe the Word of God so our souls can prosper. So, to make what you eat digest well is the 50-something books that I wrote. If you read what I wrote, then it will help you understand the 66 books of the Bible well, which means you can gain strength from the Bible because you digest it well. In the Old Testaments, I didn't deliver messages regarding on the prophecies in the Old Testaments. And the reason for that is, you need to know more important things than those prophecies. There are more. So that's why I don't, use my time explaining the prophecies of the Old Testaments. If I have to interpret the prophecies of the Old Testaments, then it may take 100 years. I tried to, you know, interpret the Psalm once. Then I gave up because in my calculation, it would take more than 10 years. For example, the 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 16 to 18 says, "Rejoice always, pray without ceasing, in everything give thanks, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus." This is the will of God. Now, you do not keep this word, even though you know it is the will of God. On the 31st of March, I asked you questions about, you know, several questions. And not many people could raise their hand saying that they are keeping this word. About 7 out of 400. 10 out of 400. 10 out of 700. Even though it is so easy to keep. You may have a frame with this Bible verse on the wall. You may have it. Many people have it. But they are just hanging that frame on the wall, but they don't practice it. Most of you know this verse. But I said, you cannot say you have taken in the word of God just by knowing it. You have to live by it. No matter what situations, you have to rejoice all the time. And those people who practice this word have smile on their face all the time. Well, look at your face. Reflect your face on the mirror when you go back home. When what I said is pointing you, then you turn pale. It means you have a wall of sin. Then you should be able to break the wall of sin. And then if you are ready to take whatever word that I said with joy, then you can rejoice all the time and you can have smile on your face. But you rejoice when something is good, but you don't rejoice when something is not going well. Of course, you can mourn in spirit, but that's the spiritual things. You should be able to rejoice always and pray without ceasing, and you should be able to give thanks in everything. If you don't, it makes wall of sin. It makes wall before God. Those who have ingested the word of God properly are those who spiritually digest this verse, observe it in their hearts, and cultivate the fruits of joy, prayer, and thanks in their hearts. Dear brothers and sisters, to digest the physical food well, we need water or fluid. It's better to eat and digest the food that has some fluid. Likewise, when we eat the flesh of the Son of Man, we have to drink the blood of the Son of Man together. This way, we can digest and observe the flesh of the Son of Man. The blood of the Son of Man is the blood of Jesus. Then, what is it to drink His blood? How can we drink His blood? When I go to revival meetings in Korea, then I usually deliver this message about how to eat the flesh of Jesus and how to drink His blood. And whenever I went to some churches, so many people were astonished. When I asked a question like this, we have to eat the flesh of Jesus and drink His blood, but our Lord died 2,000 years ago. How can we do that then? If I give a question like this, then they don't seem to give me the answer. The blood of Jesus is the precious blood that is pure and blameless. That's why we say precious blood. The Lord who was sinless. Leviticus chapter 17 verse 14 says, "For as for the life of all flesh, its blood is identified with its life." Hebrews 9 verse 22 says, "Without shedding of blood, there is no forgiveness." According to this spiritual law, Jesus shed His precious blood to redeem all mankind from sins. But although Jesus shed His precious blood for the sins of everyone, not everyone will receive the forgiveness. The 1 John chapter 1, verse 7 says, "But if we walk in the light as He Himself is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus, His Son, cleanses us from all sin." It says the blood of Jesus will cleanse us from all sins when we walk in the light. You should know this and believe it. The power of the precious blood of the Lord will be manifested only to those who walk in the light. If you don't live in the light, if you do not live by the word of truth, then how can you expect the precious blood of Jesus Christ to cleanse you? The Bible says you are a liar if you say so. Those who do not walk in the light will not receive the forgiveness of sins, even though they profess that they believe in the power of the blood. Therefore, to drink the blood of the Son of Man, we have to walk in the light. Here, the light refers to the Word of God. To act according to the Word of God is to walk in the light. Earlier, I said we have to drink the blood of the Son of Man to take in the flesh of the Son of Man properly. In order to digest and observe the Word of God in knowledge and to cultivate it in heart, we have to practice the Word of God in action. Of course, we cannot practice the Word of God 100% from the beginning. But if we try to practice it with our gratitude for God's love, He will give us grace and strength. And also, the Holy Spirit in our heart will help us, so we can practice more things than before. As we practice the Word of God more, our heart will change into spirit more, and our faith will grow up more. And when we cultivate spiritual hearts and grow up in faith on earth, this is to take hold of heavenly kingdom by force. As your faith grows up, you will advance toward the better dwelling place in heaven. From paradise to the first to the second to the third, and to New Jerusalem. You have to advance. You have to take heaven by force until you enter the better dwelling place in heaven. The glory that you will enjoy will be different in each dwelling places. Now, why would God or God tell you to, live fervently to the point of death if you are going to enjoy the same glory in heaven? The glory of the sun and the glory of the moon and the glory of the stars are different. And the glory of the stars are different among them. The level of glory is different. In the Bible, there is a good record about the life in heaven. If you read it carefully, pray deeply, and come into spirit and Holy Spirit, then Father God will explain to you. Then all the 66 books of the book will be interpreted for you. Nothing is difficult. They go in pair. And then you will have clear interpretation of the Bible. If you cultivate the whole spirit and reach the complete measure of faith, you will go into New Jerusalem, the best dwelling place. God the Father wants all of you to diligently eat the flesh and drink the blood of the Son of Man to come into New Jerusalem. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, Luke 15 verse 7 says, "I tell you that in the same way, there will be more joy in heaven over one sinner who repents than over 91 righteous persons who need no repentance." And how much more will the Father God rejoice when there is a true child who can go into New Jerusalem? That joy cannot be expressed with words. I hope that you will become this fruit of joy to the Father. I urge you not to forsake God's earnest hope and expectations for you, but fulfill it. Through the celebration of the Holy Communion, I ask you to make up your mind once again, thinking, I will surely become the fruit of joy of the Father and give glory to Him in thanks on that day. May many of you come into whole spirit and fulfill the desire of God. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I pray. Let's think over the message and pray together. Hallelujah, Father, thank you for your grace and love. Father, we learned what it is to eat the flesh of Jesus and drink His blood. Let us diligently eat and drink. And let us practice the word so that we can come into spirit or whole spirit. Bless us, Father. Let them walk in the light, live in the light. Let them have good fellowship with you, so that the precious blood of Jesus Christ can cleanse them from all their sins. But please bless them and work on them, Father. Father, today there will be Holy Communion service. Bless us, Father. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen. I will pray for the sick. Please lay your hand on the sick part of your body or receive this prayer for the desires of your heart. Hallelujah, Father God, thank you. Please lay your hand on these people and give them power, power, power. Work on them, transcending space and time. Those brothers and sisters who are attending this service and receiving this prayer through satellites and internet, and GCN and Manmin TV viewers. Father, and lay your hand on those people who sent their pictures and prayer requests. Please lay your hand on them. Please give them answer. Pastor Seunggil Ryu from Japan requested prayer for the pastor's meeting, which will be held in Sinshu Revival Mission, so that many churches will help senior pastor's ministry. Kobayashi Akihumi requests prayer for not to be interfered by his brother and to purchase a mansion to be used for evangelization. Dennis from the States requests prayer to be able to quit drugs which addicted him for 12 years. Reshuing requests prayer for the cancer after effects. Burn all diseases by the fire of the Holy Spirit. Yang Gui-chun requests prayer for the stomachache and blood problem and brain disease. Yang Mui requests prayer for the health and mathematics study. Dong Jin-ti requests prayer for the repentance and family evangelization and for husband to quit drinking, smoking, and gambling. Li Jun requests prayer for the sanctification and for the faithfulness and to receive strength of prayer. She also prayed for her husband and son to accept the Lord and to receive financial blessing. Cho Sobong requests prayer for the sanctification and for the evangelization and for the blessing of the family. And Yi Mun-soo requests prayer for the sanctification and the spiritual family and to keep her duty well and to receive a talent in praise and dance. Huang Yongzhao requests prayer for the left ear disease and to have a job so that she can keep the Lord's Day holy and to receive strength of prayer. Bong Su Che requests prayer for the sanctification and the blessing of the business. Zhou Chu-un requests prayer for the wisdom and the prayer strength and financial blessing. Dan Cheng-wen requests prayer for the protection in the space of the shepherd and to solve all the problems. May the light come, all the problems solved. Ba Ma'ima requests prayer for the arthritis. Be burned by the fire of the Holy Spirit. In Eun Yang requests prayer for the itching of the left hand.
Father God, please burn the diseases by the fire of the Holy Spirit. Su Zhen Wan requests a prayer for the blood vessels and brain. Chen Shuhua requests a prayer for her babies growing up and for the financial blessing. Ji Zheng Ye requests a prayer for the spiritual eyes and family evangelization and financial blessing. Park Su Yun requests a prayer for her parents to accept the Lord. Kim Song-ho requests a prayer to receive answer to prayer subjects of year 2009 and for financial blessing. Kim Jung-yeon requests prayer for the sanctification and family evangelization. Choi Sol-mae requests prayer for the gift of love and wisdom and for family evangelization and blessing in her in the business. Park Sun-hwa requests prayer for the healing of her daughter and for the blessing on her family, business, and financial blessing. La Mong-nan requests prayer for the sanctification and family evangelization and to visit Japan with her husband and for the blessing of her husband business. Yang Mina requests prayer for the disease healing and the strength of prayer and for the financial blessing. Yi Misun requests prayer for the spiritual faith and the strength of prayer and to keep the Lord's Day holy. Yi Sunja requests prayer for the disease of the healing and Yun Nongsu requests prayer for the strength of prayer. Father, please, there will be many prayer pastors' meetings in Congo. Let their meetings be held in the power of the Holy Spirit. And bless David Lee, Myung-ho Chung, and Pastor Peter Kim. Bless them and give them strength and prepare the Congo Crusade well. And let them be protected in the space of the shepherd and make everything work and prosper. And all the people in Kinshasa can receive power of God through this Congo Crusade and protect the crusade from the hand of the enemy devil and Satan and make everything work prosperous. Father, please bless this crusade. Father, thank you. Make all the congregation become healthy in spirit and in body. When they eat the flesh of the Lord and drink the blood of the Lord, let them receive strength. Burn all the diseases by the fire of the Holy Spirit, Father. And when they eat and drink the flesh and the blood of the Lord, let them become healthy in spirit and in body. Father, please, give the helping hand, give blessing to the helping hands. Father, please, let them attend this holy communion service with all their heart, mind, and strength. Give them grace, Father. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen.